From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Armed Forces and the National Police Chiefs check security readiness for ASEAN Summit. Thai King commutes former Prime Minister Thaksin's prison sentence to 1 year. Now the news in detail. Indonesian National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo and Military Commander Admiral Yudo Margono led the 43rd ASEAN Summit Security Force roll call in Jakarta on Friday to check the event's security readiness. Over 13,000 military personnel will be deployed under a joint security task command, while the National Police deployed more than 6,000 personnel in what it is called 2023 Tribrata Jaya Operation. Admiral Margono, as the roll call inspector, noted in his speech that the operation was a form of commitment of the Indonesian security forces in securing the 43rd, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN Summit in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, stated that Indonesia and South Korea had strong and unique modalities to improve their strategic partnership. The minister conveyed the statement in front of diplomatic corps, government officials, as well as Indonesian and Korean businessmen at the commemoration of the 78th anniversary of Indonesian independence and a diplomatic reception commemorating 50 years of Indonesia-Korea cooperation in Seoul on Thursday evening, August the 31st. Minister Mahfud said, "The two countries have many values in common, such as democracy, an open economy, peace-loving, respect for human rights, and upholding international law." According to him, in a statement released on his ministry's website on Friday, the two countries can continue to enhance future-oriented cooperation, not only on global issues, but also on priority bilateral issues in energy, food, and infrastructure security, such as the development of the Indonesian new state capital Nusantara. The Indonesian government is open to investment cooperation for the development of 5G digital connectivity as part of strengthening the national digital infrastructure. Communication and Informatic Minister Budi Ari Setiadi said the investment could come from anywhere and is expected to boost the pace of the national digital transformation, adding that it is a vision that the government has been working towards since 2021. According to him, Indonesia is ready to cooperate with industry stakeholders. The minister stated it while attending the China Mobile Sea Cooperation Conference in Jakarta on Friday. He said that to make the development more optimal, Indonesia has opened up opportunities for various parties to share knowledge, good practices, and to collectively tackle challenges in the implementation of 5G technology. Speaker of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Bambang Susatyo, has called on the government to improve infrastructure that supports the use of electric vehicles among the public. He said the government must address people's concerns about the ability of electric vehicles to replace fuel-powered vehicles given the limited range and insufficient battery charging infrastructure. Bambang Susatyo, in a statement on Friday, asked the government to promote the electric motorcycle purchase subsidy to encourage more people to shift to using them. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The United States House Foreign Affairs Chair said on Friday, September the 1st, that a partnership of Russian and Chinese leaders worried him, adding the U.S. has never seen a threat this large scale to Europe and the Pacific since World War II. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, Representative Michael McCaul, a Republican from Texas, stated this during a visit to Sweden, that the alliance of China's leader Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin provides very big challenges for the free world in this great power competition today. Thailand's king has commuted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra's 8-year prison sentence to 1 year, the Royal Gazette said on Friday, September the 1st, a day after the billionaire submitted a request for pardon. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, the former premier, 74 years old, returned to Thailand last week in a dramatic homecoming after spending 15 years abroad in self-exile to avoid prison on charges of abuse of power and conflicts of interest during his time in power. Business activity remained closed across major trading centers in Pakistan's commercial hub of Karachi on Friday as traders continued protests against high electricity bills and a fuel price hike and announced a nationwide strike for Saturday, as reported by ArabNews.com. On September the 1st, Pakistan on Friday hiked petrol and diesel prices to a record high, the finance ministry said. The move came as protests that began in Karachi on August the 17th have spread throughout the country against electricity bills. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. First news comes from Bombana District, Southeast Sulawesi. The Bombana Regency government held the revitalization of Moronene oral literature as an application of one of the government's policies and regulations in the field of language on Monday. Bombana Regional Secretary Man Arfa said that the revitalization of Moronene ethnic oral literature in Bomanda Regency, Southeast Sulawesi, must be preserved so that it does not become extinct because it is part of Indonesia's cultural richness. He stated that the Bombana area is inhabited by various tribes or ethnicities and has various regional languages which are the richness of Indonesian culture. Therefore, revitalization is believed to have an important role in keeping the authenticity of regional languages and literature alive. Communities can also rebuild regional language and literary community traditions. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. East Java Governor Kofifah Indar Parawansa seeking the repatriation of the Sangguran Prasasti to Indonesia during a working visit to the United Kingdom. In a written statement on Wednesday, she said that the Sangguran inscription is an artifact left by the ancient Mataram Kingdom or Medang, which has high value for Indonesian history and currently is in Roxburghshire, Scotland. Kofifah Parawansa explained that the Sangguran inscription was in Scotland because Sir Thomas Stamford Raffles, Governor General of the Dutch East Indies or Indonesia at that time, presented it to Lord Minto, who was the British Governor General in India in 1812. Until now, the Scottish people call it the Minto Stone. She assessed that ancient artifacts and historical objects from Indonesia that are abroad, including the Sangguran inscription, have important value and must be returned to their origins so that they can be used as learning references in the fields of education, culture, history, research, and tourism. The latest news comes from Trenggalek, East Java. The region of Trenggalek, East Java, Muhammad Nur Arifin won the 2022 Nirwasita Tantra Award from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry of the Republic of Indonesia as the regional head of the Best Medium Regency category in Regional Environmental and Forestry Management in 2022. The award was handed over by Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, in Jakarta Tuesday. The region of Trenggalek was considered to have a great concern on the environment, especially in effort to manage the regional forestry. Meanwhile, Region Muhammad Nur Arifin said that Trenggalek aspires to realize a green economy and blue economy based on the environment. According to him, there is a lot of potentials that can be developed in Trenggalek Regency related to the environment. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023.
The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
We begin today in history with the event on September 2, 1945 about the official ceremony for Japan's unconditional surrender. The official ceremony for Japan's unconditional surrender took place on September 2, 1945 when representatives of the Empire of Japan signed the Japanese capitulation document aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. The signing of Japan's unconditional surrender was carried out by Japanese Foreign Minister Mamoru Shigemitsu as the representative of the civilian government and General Umezu as military representative on the deck of the USS Missouri warship, which was continued by Colonel Douglas MacArthur as the UN representative. The signing was witnessed by the Americans represented by General Richard K. Sutherland. With the signing of unconditional surrender, the war ended and became known as a historical event on September 2, 1945. Let's move to another event of September 1998 when Swiss Air Flight 111 crashed in the Atlantic Ocean. Swiss Air Flight 111 aircraft crashed in the Atlantic Ocean southwest of Halifax International Airport, Nova Scotia, Canada, on September 2, 1998. The aircraft departed from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, United States of America, towards Cointrin International Airport, Geneva, Switzerland. Swiss Air Flight 111 immediately broke into pieces after hitting the water and killing all 229 passengers and cabin crew. The accident is the worst record for the MD-11 type aircraft. We end today in history with the event of 2018 about huge fire that happened in Paco de São Cristóvão. On September 2, 2018, about at 7:30 p.m. local time, there was a massive fire at the Paco de São Cristóvão, which was placed with the National Museum of Brazil in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. This museum houses more than 20 million items. The president of Brazil, Michel Temer, mentioned that the losses due to the destruction of historical and cultural heritage of this fire were truly priceless. He said 200 works, research, and knowledge were lost. The cause has not been ascertained, but many parties highlighted the lack of budget for maintaining the museum. There were no injuries in this incident. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on foreign tourist visits increased 5.66% in July 2023. The Indonesian Central Statistics Agency recorded that the number of visits by foreign tourists in January until July 2023 reached 6.31 million. This figure has increased by almost 200% compared to the total number of foreign tourist visits from January to July 2022. Central Statistics Agency Deputy for Distribution and Services Statistic Puji Ismartini, in a press conference in Jakarta on Friday, said the total number of visits by foreign tourists was 107.19% higher compared to 2022. She explained, however, it is still lower than the same period in 2019 before the pandemic. The Central Statistics Agency said that the number of foreign tourists in July 2023 in Indonesia reached 1.12 million visits, an increase of 5.66% compared to the previous month. They were dominated by Malaysians, Australians, and Singaporeans. However, judging from the percentage, tourists from Africa experienced the highest increase, followed by those from Asia, beside the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN member countries. Pujis Martinez said that this figure shows that the revival of the tourism sector in Indonesia is still increasing. That was my Indonesia Today.
Memori
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Regency of Bogor City is rich with culinary and natural attractions. One of the must-visit attractions on your visit to Bogor, West Java, is Cikuluwung Waterfall. The location that is close to Jakarta makes this place crowded with tourists, especially on weekends. Although they have to go through arduous and challenging roads, Cikuluwung Waterfall, which is characterized by its blue water, is still popular and in great demand. Cikuluwung Waterfall is located in the village of Sukaasih Cibitung Wetan Village, Pamijahan District, Bogor Regency, West Java. Also known as the Little Green Canyon in Bogor, Cikuluwung Waterfall is divided into two types of waterfalls, namely Cikuluwung 1 and Cikuluwung 2. Cikuluwung Waterfall is open every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The closing hours may change depending on the weather condition. Visitors have to pay 35,000 rupiah per person to enter Cikuluwung 1 Waterfall and 25,000 rupiah per person to enter Cikuluwung 2 Waterfall. For those who want to camp here, an additional fee of 35,000 rupiah will be applied. Cikuluwung 1 Waterfall is a hidden waterfall with a greenish color water. Meanwhile, Curug Cikuluwung 2 is a waterfall with a large pool at its bottom. Both waterfalls are located in the middle of a rocky valley with cliffs and large natural rocks surrounding the waterfalls, making it more picturesque. If you plan to visit Cikuluwung Waterfall, there are several things that you should consider, such as wearing non-slip shoes, bringing a change of clothes and toiletries, and most importantly, obeying all warnings or signs that are placed around the waterfall and not disposing of waste carelessly. Listener, if you want to take a short break in Bogor City, which is approximately 60 kilometers from Jakarta, you can choose Cikuluwung Waterfall as your vacation destination that is guaranteed to refresh you from your daily activities. To reach the waterfall, you can use a motorcycle or car that only takes about 1.5 hours from Bogor downtown through the adequate road access to the location. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Like you, something I'm not believing. This is not a dream. like you,
just like you, baby.
You're sent from heaven.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, for those of you who love the world of photography, the world's most prestigious photojournalism exhibition, the World Press Photo Exhibition, is back in Indonesia. This exhibition is taking place from September 1st to the 23rd, 2023 at Erasmus Huis, Jakarta Dutch Cultural Center and will continue on October 1st to the 23rd, 2023 at Pendapa Art Space, Yogyakarta. This exhibition presents the works of the winners of the World Photojournalism Contest, the 2023 World Press Photo Contest. The works highlight important topics such as climate crisis, the impact of war on civil society, and the worldwide importance of journalistic photography. According to Brent Louie, head of the global jury for the 2023 World Press Photo Contest, quoted from the press release of the World Press Photo Exhibition 2023, the four selected global winners presented the best images and stories from important issues in 2022. According to Lewis, these works help people to see the universality of the human condition. The 2023 World Press Photo Contest comes with a new strategy, from the contest rules to the judging process, with a mission to balance a more global and geographical perspective. There are six regions in this new contest model, namely Africa, Asia, Europe, North and Central America, South America, and Southeast Asia and Oceania, where each regional jury consists of five professionals from and or working in the region with a series of skills. In its 66th edition, the 2023 World Press Photo Contest was attended by more than 60,000 works submitted by 3,752 photographers from 127 countries. The contest produced 24 regional winners and 6 honorable mentions. Well, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kenangan Terindah in duet by Sundari Sukojo and her daughter Intan Sukojo. The song, which was composed by Irfan and Bums, was released on October 28, 2005 and popularized by Samson Band. The song tells about a person's love for someone, even though they are no longer together. Well, listener, here is Sundari Sukojo and her daughter Intan Sukojo with the keroncong song version of Kenangan Terindah.
Aku yang lemah tanpamu, aku yang rentan karena cinta yang telah hilang darimu, yang mampu menyanjungku selama mata terbuka sampai jantung tak berdetak. Selama itu pun aku mampu untuk mengenali darimu. Kutemukan hidupku bagiku, kaulah cinta sejati. Sebagai kenangan yang terindah. jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak hidupku yang telah terukir abadi sebagai kenangan yang terindah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kecemasan jiwa datang melanda. Semesta berduka, badai menyapa. Rona kehidupan memang tak selalu indah. Jalan pun berliku, tak selalu lurus. Derita yang menimpa sebagai tanda insan. Tak berdaya, habis
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.